Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Three Cups of Tea, One Man's Mission to Promote Peace One School, at a Time by Greg Mortensen, is a narrative of travel, community partnership, and grassroots development centered on education in remote regions of Pakistan and Afghanistan. The book traces how a personal ordeal in the mountains evolves into a long-term commitment to building schools, especially for girls, in communities where geography, poverty, and conflict limit opportunity. Written as a blend of memoir and field reporting, it highlights the practical realities of working across languages, customs, and local power structures. Readers encounter the slow work of earning trust, the complexities of aid, and the belief that classrooms can be a form of peace building. The story also explores how relationships with village elders, families, and local leaders shape what is possible, and why patience and humility often matter as much as funding. It is both an adventure story and a case study in community-led education initiatives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal turning point becomes a peace-building project. A central thread of the book is how an intensely personal experience becomes the catalyst for a broader mission. Mortensen is portrayed moving from individual challenge to collective responsibility, reframing what success means from summiting a peak to showing up for people. The narrative emphasizes that meaningful projects rarely begin as polished strategies. They start with small promises, a sense of gratitude, and an awareness of need that cannot be ignored. The story uses this shift to illustrate an important development principle: motivation matters, but it must mature into discipline, planning, and a willingness to listen. Rather than presenting peace as a diplomatic slogan, the book links it to practical, day-to-day investments in education and community stability. It also underscores how life-altering moments can be ethically complicated, because good intentions do not automatically translate into effective results. The mission grows in stages, shaped by the realities of terrain, security, and cultural expectations. By focusing on one person's evolving role, the book invites readers to consider how private values can translate into public service when paired with perseverance and local partnership. Secondly, building trust through cultural respect and local leadership, the book repeatedly returns to the idea that trust is the real infrastructure behind any school. Projects are shown rising or stalling based on relationships with elders, religious leaders, parents, and village committees. Mortensen is depicted learning that outsiders cannot simply arrive with money and plans and expect cooperation. Instead, the work requires time spent listening, accepting hospitality, and understanding local decision-making. The narrative highlights the role of community leaders who negotiate priorities, land use, labor contributions, and long-term maintenance. Cultural respect is presented as practical rather than performative because missteps can create suspicion or undermine the safety of both staff and beneficiaries. The title itself points to the importance of patience and ritual in relationship building, suggesting that collaboration must be earned in stages. By emphasizing local leadership, the book conveys that sustainable outcomes depend on community ownership. Schools are not just buildings, but social agreements. The reader is encouraged to see how development succeeds when it strengthens local capacity rather than replacing it, and how credibility can take years to establish but can be lost quickly through arrogance, haste, or misunderstanding. Thirdly, education as a long game against extremism and instability. A major topic is the argument that education, especially for girls, can be a practical counterweight to cycles of poverty and conflict. The book frames schooling as a long-term investment that expands economic options, improves health outcomes, and supports civic resilience. Rather than depicting peace as an abstract ideal, it is tied to the steady presence of teachers, curricula, and safe places for learning. The narrative points to how communities with limited access to services face pressure from political violence, propaganda, and survival-level scarcity. In that context, a school can represent both hope and a visible commitment to a different future. The book also acknowledges that change is incremental. Sending girls to school may require negotiation with families, assurance about safety, and sensitivity to tradition. Education is presented as compatible with faith and local identity when approached respectfully. Readers see how a single school can influence neighboring villages, creating momentum for broader participation. At the same time, the risks and controversies of working in conflict-affected regions are part of the story, reinforcing that peace-building through education is not a quick fix but a sustained, community-driven effort. Fourthly, the logistics of aid in remote and high-risk regions. Beyond inspiration, the book explores the operational difficulty of building schools where roads are scarce, weather is extreme, and security conditions can shift rapidly. It shows how budgets, materials, transport, and skilled labor become complex puzzles when everything must be carried through mountains or sourced across borders. The narrative illustrates how timelines stretch, costs fluctuate, and plans require constant revision. It also emphasizes that the most impressive part of development work is often the unglamorous coordination permits, land agreements, local hiring, and accountability for funds. In remote regions, a single missing supply or a change in local politics can stall a project for months. The book highlights the importance of adaptable systems, trusted local partners, and careful risk management. It also suggests that visibility can be double-edged, attracting support while increasing scrutiny and danger. Readers gain a sense of how humanitarian ideals meet administrative realities and why sustainable projects require more than passion. They require repeatable processes, transparent stewardship, and ongoing engagement after the ribbon cutting. The topic ultimately portrays aid as a craft that must balance urgency with care, especially when communities depend on outcomes that cannot afford to fail. Lastly, ethical tensions and public scrutiny around humanitarian narratives. The story also invites reflection on how humanitarian work is communicated and judged. A compelling narrative can mobilize donors, volunteers, and political interest, but it can also simplify complex places into symbols for a Western audience. The book, widely discussed in public life, sits at the intersection of advocacy, memoir, and global development storytelling. That position raises questions about responsibility, how to represent communities with dignity, how to avoid turning individuals into backdrops for a hero journey, and how to ensure that fundraising aligns with measurable impact. Readers can consider the difference between motivating stories and verifiable outcomes, and why accountability matters when projects scale. The book implicitly shows that good work can become complicated when it moves from local relationships to global attention. Supporters may expect rapid results, while the ground reality remains slow and negotiation heavy. Public scrutiny can also pressure organizations to prioritize visibility over effectiveness. This topic helps readers think critically about charity, narrative framing, and the ethics of leadership and social initiatives. It encourages a balanced perspective that values compassion while also demanding clarity about governance, evaluation, and the lived realities of the people the mission is meant to serve. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy real-world adventure narratives, as well as anyone interested in global education, cross-cultural cooperation, and grassroots approaches to peace-building. It can benefit a reader's life by expanding empathy and practical understanding of how change often happens through relationships, patience, and sustained commitment rather than dramatic breakthroughs. The story encourages readers to think beyond headlines about conflict and consider what daily stability looks like for families who want safety, opportunity, and schooling for their children. It also provides a grounded sense of the trade-offs in humanitarian work, including logistics, security, and the slow process of building trust. Compared with many books on international aid that focus mainly on policy or abstract theory, this one is accessible and story-driven, making complex issues easier to engage with. It connects big ideas like extremism, poverty, and development to concrete decisions about land, teachers, materials, and community ownership. For buyers weighing similar titles, the appeal lies in its blend of personal journey and on-the-ground project detail, offering both motivation and a lens for critical thinking about how education initiatives are built and sustained in challenging environments. If you would like to support Greg Mortensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.